August 1st. Dear Uncle Kai, I finally arrived at Merlin University, and I can't believe it. The campus is like something out of a dream, filled with students of many species and backgrounds. Back home, I was something special, I guess. Tanukis and our magic kind of make us unusual. Here, I'm just your average fat Tanuki, here to learn real magic. But let's be honest, I'm not really here for the grades. I'm here for the freedom, the parties, and the sex. Guys like to experiment in college, and man, I'm so ready to be a hot fuck for some dude who thought he was totally straight. Man, I'm glad I can talk to you about this stuff. I know you're probably rolling your eyes at me, calling you uncle, but that's what it's like. You shepherded me into the local gay scene, and hey, you're a Tanuki too. Just because I've ridden your dick a little doesn't mean you're not a kind of second dad. Let me have this, okay? Anyway, there was a cute rabbit boy who talked to me when I was lugging my bags in. My bags. Man, I'd love to get my dick in his ass. Rabbits fuck like machines, too. I played it cool, though. He was friendly, but you know how I get if I don't rein it in. I scored a room all to myself. Still can't believe that happened. With no roommates to worry about, I should install a revolving door for all the tail I'm gonna score while I'm here. Oh my god, I went out to go to the bathroom just now, and there was a stag wearing nothing but a towel. I'm not big on muscles, but he looked like he could just pick me up with one hand and carry me away. Oh, I nearly got on my knees and asked to suck his dick right there. I gotta get back to unpacking so I can finish and check this place out. I bet there are all kinds of weirdos here too. Being this close to magic, curses are bound to stick to a few folks. I'll update this journal every couple of weeks. Thanks for putting the charm on it. Way easier to just think about these entries when I'm too busy to write. I'd never keep up on it otherwise. Writing's boring. I hope when you read it in your own copy that you'll get a chuckle. Going out now. I'll finish this entry when I get back. Uncle Kai, you won't believe it. I think I found the perfect group of party animals, literally. I was wandering around the dorm after unpacking my things, and I stumbled upon a group of students who seemed like they'll be tons of fun. There's a bat fairy girl named Leela, who says she knows all the best spots for dancing and drinking. Oh, and there's this one guy, big burly bear named Bryce, with a Y. Oh wait, you can read this. Sorry. He seems like the life of the party. I can't wait to see how wild things get when we drink. I bet I can get into his pants. People are so weird here, it's awesome. Some people have quirky curses placed on them, which makes for interesting conversations to say the least. One guy's pants turn invisible every time he sneezes. So, great to see someone else's junk just casually. Only Tanukis wear no pants here. But everyone should do that. We're all adults. Everyone should just freeball it like us, Uncle Kai. I mean, I'm glad that Tanuki's giant junk gives us an exception to the dress code, but come on. Maybe I can get them to change the rules and start a movement or something. Probably not, though. It's too much work. Listen, I know you said to keep my grades up at least well enough to not get kicked out and just enjoy myself as much as I can, so I will. Still, Professor Orvin's Artificer Studies of Transformation class is gonna be amazing, and I bet it'll come in handy in a more intimate way, if you know what I mean. I think I'm gonna love it here at Merlin University, Uncle Kai. Love, Doro.